This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome, welcome to CBS Mornings on this Friday, October 15th. I'm Tony DeCopel.
I'm Nate Burleson.
And I'm Jerika Duncan. Gail King is off today.
We're going to begin in Afghanistan, where there's another deadly terror attack just weeks after the U.S. withdrew. An explosion struck a mosque during Friday prayers, which are typically very crowded events. It's the latest in a series of attacks targeting civilians, and our MTS Tayyab has the latest from Kabul. MTS, good morning to you.
Hey, Tony, good morning. Yeah, we got a very serious situation unfolding in the southern city of Kandahar, where dozens of people have been killed and many more have been wounded in a very serious attack. Now, footage of the gruesome aftermath shows bodies being carried out of the Bibi Fatima Mosque, where worshippers from the Shia minority had gathered for Friday prayers. So far, there have been no claims of responsibility for the attack, but it follows a similar pattern of violence by the Afghan affiliate of ISIS, known as ISIS-K. The militant group targeted another Shia mosque in the southern city, or rather the northern city of Kunduz, 1 week ago today, killing over 40 people. A Taliban spokesman has said it's on the scene investigating today's attacks, but to carry out such a deadly bombing in Kandahar, the historic seat of the Taliban's power, is a major blow to the group as it tries to assert itself as Afghanistan's rulers. Now, this rapidly deteriorating security situation only just underscores this growing concern that ISIS-K is just going from strength to strength following the U.S.'s withdrawal only 6 weeks ago. Jerika.
MTS Tayyab for us in Kabul, thank you. We have breaking news also on former President Bill Clinton. He's in the hospital at UC Irvine near Los Angeles with a non-COVID-related infection. His spokesman says the 75-year-old is on the mend and in good spirits. Our Dr. David Agus has been in contact with Mr. Clinton's lead doctor and the former president's team who gave him permission to discuss his case. Dr. Agus, what can you tell us about the former president's condition right now?
Well, former President Clinton flew on a plane to Southern California for a series of events and landed on Tuesday. At the first event, he started to feel lightheaded, nausea, vomiting, was brought to a hospital, and at that hospital was found to have an infection in his blood, and they did a CAT scan, looked all over his body and even his brain, and the infection source was found to be the urine. The bacteria that grew out was called E. coli, and he was put on what we call a broad-spectrum antibiotics. So several antibiotics. Once they identified it as E. coli, they're down to one intravenous antibiotic, and today we'll get the results of what are the sensitivities, that is, what a bacteria subset of E. coli it is. So hopefully he can go on an oral antibiotic, watch that overnight, and then go home on that oral antibiotic for several weeks of treatment for that infection in the blood and the bladder.
When is he likely to be released?
Well, I certainly hope that he can go on an oral antibiotic today and then go home over the weekend. He's doing dramatically better, back to his normal sense, joking with staff and back to the former President Clinton that we all know and loved. And so tremendously happy that there was this recovery. And I think, you know, Hillary was there yesterday visiting him. And I think things are going much, much better. So hopefully over the weekend.
All right. Well, good to hear that he is in good spirits. Dr. Agus, thank you.
Now on to news on the fight against COVID. We may be getting closer to another major decision on booster shots. Yesterday, an FDA panel unanimously supported Moderna's booster shot for older Americans and those at high risk. Today, a panel will consider if booster shots are necessary for people who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Weijia Jiang is at the White House, where President Biden is also weighing in. Weijia, good morning.
Good morning to you, Nate, and good morning to everybody. President Biden says he expects a final decision from the FDA and the CDC on the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson booster in the next couple weeks. The decision, he says, will be based on science as the administration continues to battle misinformation and tries to convince vaccine holdouts to get their shots.
We're headed in the right direction.
President Biden said his plan to get out of the pandemic is working. But he called out the unvaccinated for preventing more progress.
We're down to 66 million, still unacceptably high number of unvaccinated people from almost 100 million in July.
Many who got a Moderna vaccine could soon have access to a booster.
So we do have a unanimous 19 out of 19 yes votes.
An FDA advisory panel recommended a third shot for seniors, younger adults with health problems, and for anyone who works or lives in a place that puts them at a higher risk for contracting the virus. The dose will be half as much as the first two shots.
The immune response to the Moderna vaccine seems a little more robust and durable than the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine.
An authorization from the FDA could come in days. Then the CDC would meet next week, which would mean the earliest that Americans would be able to get the Moderna booster would likely be next Friday.
The FDA panel will also review a study by the National Institutes of Health. It has not yet been peer-reviewed, but shows that mixing and matching vaccines is safe as a booster shot. And then that same group will decide later this month whether to authorize the Pfizer vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. Jerika?
Weeja, thank you. Now to more breaking news overnight. A federal appeals court says Texas can continue to ban most abortions for now. It reverses a lower court ruling that put a temporary stop to the law. The measure bans abortions after cardiac activity is detected about 6 weeks into pregnancy and puts enforcement in the hands of private citizens. At 6 weeks, many women don't even know that they're pregnant. The Biden administration says the law is unconstitutional. The case could go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Criminal charges may soon be recommended against a former Trump advisor by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack. They're looking for answers about what led a pro-Trump mob to invade the Capitol that day. And they're accusing Steve Bannon, remember him, of defying a congressional subpoena. Bannon is trying to claim executive privilege, a rather expansive sort of it, because he has not been in the White House for years. Nicole Killian is following all of this for us on Capitol Hill. Nicole, good morning to you. A lot of twists and turns.
Yeah, absolutely, Tony. And next week, the Select Committee will vote on whether to hold Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. The former White House chief strategist was a no-show for a deposition yesterday. The day before, he attended a rally in Virginia where some pledged allegiance to a flag allegedly carried by rioters on January 6th. Bannon's attorney said his client will not be producing documents or testifying until the committee reaches an agreement with former President Trump over the scope of executive privilege. The committee said, "We reject his position entirely and will not tolerate defiance of our subpoenas." The Biden administration has refused to honor Mr. Trump's claims of executive privilege, so it could set the stage for a fight. The full House will have to approve sending this criminal referral to the Justice Department. The committee wants to make clear that there will be consequences for not cooperating. Nate?
Nicole, thank you. Thousands of workers are on strike this morning across the U.S. That includes more than 10,000 employees at John Deere plants. Around 1,400 Kellogg's employees have been on strike for nearly 2 weeks. And 24,000 Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers have authorized a strike. On Monday, film and TV production across the country could shut down in a work stoppage involving 60,000 crew members. They're demanding safer working conditions. Jonathan Bigliotti has more.
Currently, I work sometimes 80 hours a week.
You say 80 hours a week so casually.
Yeah.
Amy Thurlow is a writer's assistant in Hollywood, a job that makes just over state minimum wage. She's also a member of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, or IATSE, a union with around 60,000 of some of the most essential workers in entertainment, like camera operators and set designers, who could all strike on Monday.
We're talking about people who love their work.
IATSE President Matthew Loeb says his members are asking for better pay and quality of life, like a guarantee of 10 hours between shifts.
A person might go to work in the morning and not get a meal for 9 or 10 hours or a break during the day.
IATSE is not the only union taking action. More than 10,000 United Auto Workers at John Deere plants are striking for the first time in 35 years, walking away from a contract that would have provided up to a 6% raise, which workers said was not enough, as company earnings are expected to hit record highs.
We're really doing what we've needed to do, standing up for ourselves.
With more than 10 million open jobs across the U.S. and much of the country rebounding from the worst of COVID-19, a more assertive labor force shouldn't come as a surprise, says former Labor Secretary Robert Reich.
At the end of that crisis, workers begin to say, wait a minute, maybe I ought to be doing better. You have this huge surge in pent-up demand. At the same time, you've got a shortage of workers. And a lot of workers know that this is the time, if there's ever a time, to flex their muscles.
For CBS Mornings, I'm Jonathan Vigliotti in Los Angeles.
Now, all of the companies involved in these labor disputes say they are committed to reaching fair contracts for all parties.
And the workers are saying what we got so far is not fair.
Right about that.
All right. We have new developments in a story we've followed for weeks now. A prominent South Carolina lawyer accused of trying to have himself killed. Alex Murdoch is now charged with stealing more than $4 million of insurance money intended for his housekeeper's sons. She died, you'll recall, in 2018 after a fall in Murdoch's home. Well, he's been arrested as of yesterday at a Florida drug rehab facility, and his lawyer says Murdoch had been there for the past 6 weeks after allegedly asking a friend to shoot him in the head so his surviving son could collect $10 million in life insurance. Murdoch is charged with insurance fraud and filing a false police report in that case. Hard to keep track of all this. He's also a person of interest in the murders of his wife and another son back in June. A lot going on.
Very bizarre and sad story. Well, turning overseas to Beirut, Lebanon, it was nearly destroyed by civil war in the 1970s and 80s. And this morning, there are fears those terrible days could return. Fighting between rival militias in Beirut killed six people yesterday, the worst violence of its kind in years. Holly Williams is in Beirut, which is already a city on the edge of disaster. Holly, good morning.
Good morning. Today here in Lebanon, there is relative calm as they bury their dead. That gunfire is a mark of respect at this funeral. But yesterday, the center of Beirut, this country's capital, looked like a war zone.
The protesters were supporters of Hezbollah, which is backed by Iran. On the streets of Beirut, they clashed with rival groups. Terrified residents were caught in the crossfire, and finally the army moved in to restore a semblance of calm. The violence was sparked by an investigation into this. A giant blast last year, fueled by dangerous chemicals stored in unsafe conditions, killing over 200 people and laying waste to entire neighborhoods. Survivors claim government corruption and negligence were to blame. But yesterday's protesters believe the judge who's investigating the disaster is biased and targeting politicians allied with Hezbollah.
Problem with the judge.
You're saying you don't trust the judge, you don't trust this investigation.
No, never.
For 2 years, Lebanon's economy has been in freefall, one of the worst financial crises the world has seen since the 1800s. There are regular power blackouts, shortages of food, medicine and fuel, and runaway inflation. $100 got us 2 million Lebanese pounds today. A year ago, it would have been around 150,000.
Disaster.
Money changer Ibrahim Sabah blames Lebanon's government.
Corruption, stealing, whatever, all of.
The fear is that Lebanon's crisis could further destabilize this fragile region. This country shares borders with war-torn Syria and with Israel. For CBS Mornings, Holly Williams, Beirut.
Holly Williams for us in the thick of it once again, this time from Beirut. Holly, thank you very much.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.